And now I would like to go straight into the consolidated performance in fiscal year 2014 March. This is the overview. As stated here, regarding FY 2014 March, both full-year sales and income increased year-on-year. Musical instrument sales exceeded previous projections due to last-minute demand before the consumption tax hike in Japan. Regarding audio equipment sales, although sales rose year-on-year, actual sales leveled off compared with the previous year. Regarding electronic device sales, it increased from the previous year and was able to return to profitability due to the effects of structural reforms. Here are the figures. Net sales, 410.3 billion yen, operating income, 26.0 billion yen, with operating income ratio of  6.3%. Now, net income was 22.9 billion yen, which marked increase by 455.5 percentage points year-on-year. Although it is not stated here, this means we could push up this fiscal year's ROE from its previous 1.9% to as high as 9.2%. Here at the bottom of this slide, written are the exchange rate effects. Compared to previous projections, the Japanese yen was slightly weaker. Next, I would like to elaborate on such figures by business segment. First, overall net sales rose from 366.9 to 410.3 billion yen, of which the largest part came from musical instruments, shaded in lilac, which figure rose from 235.5 to 262.3 billion yen. This figure was affected by the exchange rates in the positive direction by 27.7 billion yen, as stated at the bottom. Sales of audio equipment rose from 92.6 to 105.5 billion yen. This segment landed on almost the same level as its February projection. Now, others and electronic devices segments rose from 23.8 and 15.0 to 23.7 and 18.8 billion yen, respectively. Especially, the electronic devices segment increased sales and at the same time improved profitability and, as I said earlier, moved into the black. The right-hand chart shows operating income. Musical instruments rose from 6.4 to 19.7 billion yen. Audio equipment rose from 4.6 to 5.9 billion yen. Having said so, as written in the outline, starting from this fiscal year, we changed our segment classification in our disclosure, and previous figures are recomposed into new segment bases accordingly. So please note it. Especially, please note that Electronic Devices Division, which in FY 2013 was in the negative by 2.0 billion yen, rose to 0.8 billion yen, thus achieving substantial return to profitability. Here we have the detailed analysis of improved figures. Starting from 9.2 billion yen in FY 2013, the road we journeyed through to 26.0 billion yen in operating income is shown here. The next left bar shows increase in production cost. This was mainly labor cost at overseas factories. Next, impact of guitar production, written here, means the impact of strike at our Indonesian guitar manufacturing subsidiary, which broke out in September last year, which suspended production for some time. Then, actual increase in sales was 0.6 billion yen. And then we were also able to decrease actual SG&A, which mainly related to personnel expenses, by 1.0 billion yen. One large impact was exchange rates, which amounted to 13.7 billion yen. Now, effect of structural reform was 2.3 billion yen, of which 0.9 billion yen by semiconductors, 0.8 billion yen by structural reform of sales operation in Japan, and 0.6 billion yen by reassigning business tasks to staff members, altogether 2.3 billion yen. Also, we are consistently active to reduce manufacturing cost, which resulted in 2.7 billion yen. By this, we could offset the increase in labor cost at overseas factories, which was almost the same amount of 2.7 billion yen. Furthermore, we could reduce its remaining impact of cost increase by 2.3 billion yen by the effect of structural reform. Lower chart shows versus previous projections announced in February. It rose from 22 to 26 billion yen, marking an increase of 4 billion yen. Although sales overperformed, overperformance of income was by far larger. And here we have their broken down figures. Exchange rates affected the figure almost by 0.4 billion yen, and one large impact was brought about by actual increase in sales. This means at the end of last fiscal year, we saw last-minute demand increase before consumption tax hike in Japan, which was by far larger and more robust than we had anticipated, and income increased accordingly. And regarding SG&A, here we had thought we could reduce it substantially, and we really were successful in achieving more reduction than what had been projected by 1.1 billion yen. And here it says improvement in operating margin, and there were several contributing factors, one of which was reduction in the cost of development, and the patent-related cost was reduced as well, and the rest was brought about by quite small and technical stories, but things which had been devaluated got sold again and returned to profitability. All of these resulted in improving operating income by 1.8 billion yen. So, in total, we could achieve operating income of 26.0 billion yen. Let me briefly explain about performance by segment. First, musical instruments. In the last quarter, in the fourth quarter, both sales and income rose year-on-year and exceeded previous projections. Especially, we saw strong sales in digital musical instruments. In Japan, as I mentioned earlier, there was the last-minute demand increase before the consumption tax hike in Japan, especially for pianos and wind instruments. Operating income increased sharply due to cost reduction and higher income in the Japanese market. These resulted in both full-year sales and income to increase both year-on-year and against previous projections. By product, let me reiterate that in addition to digital musical instruments I mentioned earlier, pianos and wind instruments continue to be strong. On the other hand, by product, string and percussion instrument sales were down year-on-year due to the impact of disrupted guitar production. By market, China and emerging markets did not reach our expectations, which remained as a challenge for us. This chart shows musical instrument sales by region. These red figures in parentheses show actual basis comparison year-on-year, excluding the impact of exchange rates. What I would like you to pay attention to here is, first of all, Japan. The fourth quarter sales result was 109%, which was a substantial increase from the previous projection of 89%, so sales improved substantially. Then, fourth quarter in Europe. Here too, previous projection was 95% as we expected the business to be quite difficult, but as the economy slightly recovered, together with other factors, it landed at 102%, which was higher than previous projection. On the other hand, China and other regions underperformed previous projections. Such were the sales results of musical instruments by region. Next by segment is audio equipment. In the fourth quarter, sales increased year-on-year and landed almost in line with previous projections. Regarding AV products, they struggled in North America and Europe compared to the previous fiscal year. Regarding PA equipment, commercial audio equipment sales were lower than anticipated and failed to reach its projection. On the other hand, we saw robust sales in the sound network businesses of routers and karaoke equipment products. Operating income was higher than previous projections due to reduction in SG&A expenses and other costs. Such results in the fourth quarter contributed to both full-year sales increase and income increase. Regarding AV products, due to fierce competition throughout the fiscal year as well as in the fourth quarter, actual sales were lower than the previous fiscal year across all the regions. Regarding PA equipment, sales were down throughout the fiscal year as well as in the fourth quarter. Lastly, regarding routers, although sales were sluggish due to inventory adjustments Earlier in the fiscal year, they recovered and continue to stay robust. These are the charts to show audio equipment sales by region at a glance. Here again, in Japan, 4Q sales overshot its previous projection of 108% announced in the third quarter and resulted in a higher figure of 122%. Other regions almost achieved their previous projections or slightly underperformed. This next slide is about musical instruments and audio equipment sales by major product category. Especially notable here is digital musical instruments. Previously, we had projected their sales in the fourth quarter to grow to 105%, but their results were an overshooting 110%. This category of digital musical instruments was the one category which resulted almost according to our previous plan announced in February. Now, wind instruments. We had projected the fourth quarter sales to be 102%, but due to the more than expected last-minute demand, they landed at 109%. So these two product categories are the ones which substantially overperformed previous projections. On the other hand, audio equipment's fourth quarter sales were 93% against 95% projection and 97% against 102%, so business continued to struggle in this category. Next, electronic devices segment. As I mentioned earlier, in the fourth quarter, sales were up year on year, but below previous projections. Business was quite robust in the first 6 months, but in the second half, our counterparts adjusted their inventory levels, and together with other factors, we anticipated certain struggle, but actual results were much worse than our projections. And sales fell short of our targets. On the other hand, operating profit exceeded previous projections due to changes in product mix and selling products with higher gross profit margin and to cost reduction efforts and so forth, improving it against previous projection. As a result of these, for full year, sales rose year on year. Now, as written here, sales of components for amusement equipment and smartphones were up year on year, but they slowed in the second half, leaving a fraction of uncertainty over their outlook. Operating income moved into positive territory, as I have mentioned many times. Regarding other segment, we have further details written here. In the fourth quarter, although we could increase sales year on year, they were lower than previous projections. Major factors leading to this were 1. Resort guest numbers were lower than anticipated, and regarding golf, although overseas markets made substantial recovery, they could not reach previous projections. And regarding automobile interior wood components, although sales were robust in themselves, factory automation equipment struggled on the other hand, and fine tech business leveled off in total. As a result, for full year, sales were on a par with the previous year and slightly below previous projections. Sales of automobile interior wood components were almost in line with previous projections, and golf product sales increased as overseas markets picked up. And regarding operating income and loss, profitability in the factory automation and golf deteriorated against projections, and as a result, we had to record operating loss in total. Next, I would like to talk about forecast for performance in the fiscal year 2015 March. Net sales 430 billion yen and operating income 29.0 billion yen. So at this point, we expect both sales and income to increase. Having said so, regarding net income, we booked considerable amount of deferred tax assets in the last fiscal year. But we are not expecting it this fiscal year. And as a result, although in the last fiscal year there was a positive factor of about 3 billion yen, we are not foreseeing it this fiscal year. So forecast for net income will decrease year on year. As a result, ROE will sag a little bit year-on-year and expected to be 7.5%. Now, regarding exchange rates, as written here, euro is forecasted to go up from 134 to 135 yen, but for operating income, from 129 to 135 yen. Please note that we are forecasting different exchange rate impacts for net sales and operating income, respectively. Net sales by business segment. Musical instruments and audio equipment sales are forecasted to increase year-on-year. Regarding operating income, according as the sales increase, operating income is to increase as well.
Here is the analysis. The actual sales were 410.3 billion yen last year. We are expecting a negative impact of 2.4 billion yen from foreign currencies other than US dollar and euro, such as renminbi, Canadian and Australian dollars. New consolidations are sales contributions from Revolabs and Line 6 that we acquired last year. They will be newly consolidated to our company this year and expected to contribute 12.8 billion yen. Sales of musical instruments and audio equipment are expected to increase by 9.3 billion yen, and the sales are projected to total 430 billion yen. As for operating income, although labor cost is expected to increase again this year, as indicated toward right, we're planning to improve the manufacturing cost by 3.7 billion yen to offset the rise in labor cost. SG&A is expected to increase along with the top-line growth. New consolidations are expected to be negative 1.4 billion yen. Newly consolidated companies are projected to generate operating profit, but that will be cancelled out by the amortization of goodwill. Actual increase in sales and production is projected to be 3.9 billion yen, and with the impact of exchange rates by 1.9 billion yen, operating income is projected to be 29 billion yen. In the musical instrument business, although Line 6 will be a significant driver behind the year-on-year sales increase, we believe new products such as electronic organ, electone, and digital pianos will also make an important contribution. Also, due to labor strike, we experienced some difficulties with guitar production and sales. However, that is expected to recover and have a positive effect this year. So sales of Yamaha musical instruments are projected to be 194.1 billion yen, and including other business such as music schools, net sales are projected to be 273 billion yen. Operating income is expected to increase by 2.3 billion yen to 22 billion yen due to sales growth. This is the breakdown of musical instrument sales by region. Sales in Japan is expected to fall marginally by 2% year-on-year, assuming that there was some front-loaded demand ahead of the consumption tax hike. On the other hand, sales in North America is expected to increase by 22% year-on-year, assuming solid economic recovery. European market seems to have hit the bottom already, but we have a cautious view. Growth rate in China may not reach double-digit, but we still see good room left for further growth. We expect sales in China to grow by 9% and in other emerging countries by 6%. Next, audio equipment business. Just like Line 6 in the musical instrument business, projections for this segment include new contributions of Revolabs. We are planning to launch new PA and AV equipment products, which should boost sales year-on-year. We will also launch new ICT devices, and especially routers are expected to drive sales further. Since we will continue to invest in development, expenses are projected to go up. Therefore, profit is not expected to grow as much as sales growth. All in all, net sales are projected to be 112 billion yen with operating income of 6 billion yen. This is the geographic breakdown of sales projected for audio equipment business this fiscal year. Growth in China is rather notable. That is because sales of Revolabs is expected to grow significantly this year. Since they have OEM facilities in China, their sales are recognized as part of our sales in the China region. That is why we are expecting a major growth in China. Excluding this factor, sales in China is projected to grow by 4% year-on-year. Next, let me share with you sales projections of major product category in musical instruments and audio equipment business. Sales of piano are expected to stay almost flat year-on-year. In the digital musical instrument category, digital piano and portable keyboards sold well last year. We will continue to launch new products in order to support further growth. Sales of string and percussion instrument should improve significantly year-on-year, as we will work to recover from the weak sales of guitar last year. For wind instruments, we have a somewhat conservative projection this year, given the front-loading of demand before the consumption tax hike during the last fiscal year. Sales of AV products and PA equipment are projected to increase by 2% and 5% respectively this year. So far, I have quickly walked you through key figures. I would now like to switch gears a little bit to talk about our business initiatives with some pictures. First, new business development. In order to support future growth, we made two acquisitions during the last fiscal year. As you are well aware, we acquired Line 6 Inc., a company in California in the United States. They grew their business rapidly based on the modeling technology, or a technology to process signals to reproduce sounds from traditional analog vacuum tube amplifiers and effectors. They have a solid reputation among guitar players. They also have a good track record of launching new products one after another. By combining them with our technologies, we believe we can deliver new value in a more accelerated manner. This is our rationale behind this acquisition. And this is Revolabs. People in Japan may be even less familiar with this company than Line 6, but this company provides remote conferencing systems and particularly wireless audio solutions for conference rooms, mainly in the United States. This is a battery charger. You just have to place this device and microphones, and you are ready to start a conference immediately. This was originally an intercom to be mounted inside motorcycle helmets that they developed to facilitate easy communication while touring by motorcycles. They are a group of engineers with quite interesting technologies and unique ideas. At the interface between ICT devices and audio equipment for commercial use that we are now focusing on, we believe we can create and expand a new market. Since this company has technologies and ideas that we need there, we decided to acquire this company. During the course of the last fiscal year, we successfully closed both deals, and top management of both companies visited our head office in Hamamatsu. Discussions to realize specific synergies are already underway. Let me also briefly introduce to you key products which will support our sales growth this fiscal year. This is Electone that we just started to ship out this month. This product has been very well received, and shipment volume is trending well. This model is priced 1,580,000 yen, and this model is 980,000 yen. Since unit prices are quite high, if we can achieve a certain level of sales volume, we should be able to grow sales significantly. These are digital pianos. Compared to conventional models, they look much more similar to upright pianos shape-wise. Also, they carry true tonal characters of our highest-end models, CFX and Bösendorfer Imperial, and have been enjoying high reputation. We expect these models will also sell more. We launched new generation synthesizers, and for wind instruments, we will roll out new trumpet under Zenos series over time. Sales of these instruments should also increase. Our guitar business had been growing well, driven by strong sales of electric acoustic guitars. Due to strike last year, the growth had to stop once. But by leveraging new models, we would like to bring the business back on growth track. In particular, this LL36ARE uses our proprietary technology called wood reforming technology, which processes or reforms new pieces of wood to matured wood to produce a tonal richness like that of well-used vintage guitar. This model has been very well received in the market. This is audio equipment for commercial use. These are reasonably priced mixers, analog but with some DSP effect. And these are mid to high-end full digital mixing consoles fit for broadcasting use as well. This QL series also enjoyed good reputation at Musikmuseum held in Germany. We will start the shipment of this series this month. They were supposed to be introduced to the market last year, but we experienced some delay in development, and finally they will be launched to the market. This is lighting audio system. In order to offer new value in the field of AV products, we have combined lighting and audio systems as one product. If you position the lighting system at a perfect spot at corners, this system is designed to ensure that you can also achieve the best sound. The overall AV product market is not necessarily a growing market, but under so-called high-resolution boom, high-end audio equipment is selling well recently. So we would also launch quite expensive high-end product series. Next, electronic devices. Sales are projected to be almost flat year-on-year because sales of geomagnetic sensors are growing in volume, but unit prices are on a downward trend. Operating income is expected to decline slightly since new facilities are now in operation and the cost will be amortized. Sales and operating income of others business segment are both expected to increase year on year. Factory automation equipment, golf and resort business were either loss-making or almost breaking even, but they will make solid positive contributions to profit. So operating income is projected to be 500 million yen. Inventories at the end of the last fiscal year were 82.7 billion yen. The projection was 81 billion yen, but since the inventory level was inflated by about 2 billion yen due to exchange rates, in actuality, we were able to contain the level of inventory lower than we initially expected. This was helped by accelerated sales in Japan ahead of the consumption tax hike. PSI, or our coordination between production and sales, worked out effectively, and we were able to control inventories well without major production decrease. In the new fiscal year, inventories would increase slightly in conjunction with the sales growth, but we should be able to control inventories at a proper level. Next, capital expenditure and R&D expenses. CapEx is expected to increase slightly year on year, but almost the same from 2 years ago. R&D expenses are also projected to increase slightly due to the new consolidation of RevoLabs and Line 6, as well as slight increase expected in personnel cost. On our balance sheet, we are not expecting any major change. Cash and deposit should increase in the new fiscal year, reflecting the profit to be generated over the year. Fixed assets increased due to investment securities. Stock prices of Yamaha Motors in particular went up, and securities of the two companies that we acquired are also included here. Net assets also increased by 40 plus billion yen, half of which is the retained profit. Another 20 or so billion yen is the improvement of comprehensive profit due to currency translation. Loss related to currency translation adjustment improved to become approximately 10 billion yen positive profit. Before I close, I would like to briefly review how we are doing against numerical targets under the midterm business plan. We have been implementing business plans towards the target of 430 billion yen in net sales, 30 billion yen in operating income, and 10% ROE to be achieved in the fiscal year ending March 2016, while generating 50 billion yen free cash flow over the course of 3 years. During the last fiscal year, we achieved net sales of 410.3 billion yen, operating income of 26 billion yen, with ROE as high as 9.2%. We intend to achieve the net sales target during the current fiscal year, 1 year ahead of the schedule. We would also like to achieve the operating income target of 30 billion yen this year, but we decided on this projection shown on the slide, given the amortization of goodwill. In the meantime, ROE is expected to drop to 7.5% this year. This is because our equity will be bigger due to increase in value of securities and improvement in currency translation adjustments by about 20 billion yen. In addition, tax effects will decrease this year from last year. We intend to grow profit to ensure that we attain the ROE target in 2016. We're also making good progress in terms of free cash flow, since this target was set without considering any M&A transactions. Of course, we are fully aware that exchange rates have changed, and we are not necessarily achieving the targets 1 year ahead of the schedule purely based on our underlying capabilities. Last but not least, returns to shareholders. Our dividend policy is to pay out stable dividend in a sustainable manner, aiming for the payout ratio of 30%. Based on this policy, we're planning to propose to our general shareholders meeting to revise upwardly the annual cash dividend from the previous projection of 22.5 yen by 4.5 yen to 27 yen per share. For the next fiscal year, annual dividend is forecast to stay flat. This is the end of my presentation. Thank you for your attention.